This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Plans for new passenger rail in Colorado are stirring questions about where the trains should go first. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The first phase of the Front Range Rail Line could connect Denver to Boulder and Fort Collins in the north by about 2029. That would finally fulfill the promise of a train to Boulder. But the early emphasis on the northern route, as well as emerging plans for another line through the mountains, is stirring some concern in southern Colorado, which may not get its service until 2035. Lee Elliott Lopez is a business owner in Trinidad.
I think that people in southern Colorado have been left out for so long that they don't believe that anyone in Denver would do anything for southern Colorado.
Winning over southern Coloradans could be crucial, since funding Front Range Rail will likely require a vote of the people. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Some new homes built in Colorado could have an easier time getting approved to reuse their water indoors. Lawmakers are considering a bill to encourage cities and counties to permit what are known as gray water systems in new construction. Representative Mark Catlin is one of the sponsors.
Where I'm from, in the Western Slope, water is being diverted from our communities, and we want to see if we can start saving it.
Homes use a small fraction of the state's total water budget, but Colorado's water plan says gray water can be helpful for conservation. Colorado Springs Utilities is warning its customers about a rise in scam calls. The company says scammers defrauded customers out of about $20,000 in just a few days. The scam calls threatened a disconnection in service without an immediate payment. Utilities remind customers that such threats are never made by the company and that it offers payment options to avoid disconnects. In Colorado Springs, some rain and snow today, mostly rain, highs near 50 and warmer tomorrow. Denver has that chance for rain, and in Boulder, some snow today before things clear up, mostly on Tuesday. Grand Junction is mostly sunny with just that chance for rain and highs this afternoon in the 50s. This is CPR News.